you surprised? I mean, we're all surprised. I imagine you guys were kind of surprised, too, by the trades today.
Definitely surprised. Being in this league 7 years, you know that every day that you step into a building, it could be your last day. Things happen around the league. It's definitely, like I said, just surprised. But I wish Sammy the best. I haven't got a chance to talk to him. I will call him tonight. It's been a fast day, but definitely surprised.
As the quarterback, I mean, he's your primary receiver. How disappointed personally are you that that's your weapon, that's your guy?
I have faith in our management, have faith in Coach McDermott, that they made a decision based on the betterment of his team. Like I said, definitely just surprised that everything happened. It just happened so fast. He was with the guy yesterday, seen him this morning, and then everything sprung on you. But like I said, it's the nature of this business, and got to continue to keep moving forward. Our focus as a team is still the same thing, is to go out and win games, and we have to continue to keep focusing on that each day.
Tyrod, at a time when this is a win now league, you want to win now, how can you put are you able to put a positive silver lining on something, knowing that you lost a player in the caliber of Sammy Watkins, and no matter how good Jordan Matthews might be, it will take time for you and him to build a chemistry?
We have to put a positive lining. Like you said, it's a win now league, and as a team, we have to refocus and do whatever it takes to win games. I've actually got a chance to work out with Jordan. This was a couple years ago, so I know him personally. He's a great guy, great talent.
Give me one.
Definitely, like I said, it's tough to lose a guy like Sammy, but as a team, we have to refocus and continue to keep working hard to get better each day.
How much more frustrating is it that you guys played just yesterday and had a seemingly very good rapport on the field?
Yeah, like I said, it's just the nature of this business. You can never predict things. I guess I just wish him the best.
Tell me, with Anquan and with Jordan, how tough is it to get these two receivers up to speed on page with you? And I mean, it just seems like it might be tough to get going right out of the gate, right?
Anquan has picked up the offense very fast. I haven't had a chance to be around Jordan as far as in the classroom, but going to do my best as well as the coaches to bring him up to speed. We know what type of talent he is just watching him on the field. He definitely can make plays. He's a very athletic guy. I'm excited to see once he get in, just to talk to him and bring him up to speed. Jeff, we got to spend more time after practice watching film with him and just getting him on the same page. It's going to be a work in progress, but I'm excited to work with him, and this team is going to welcome him in.
You might see Ronald Darby. He talked with the leaders before he talked with the team, essentially. What was the message he either gave in that small group or, you know, to the team at large about how to handle this and go forward?
Just was letting us know first and foremost before he brought it to the team. Wanted any questions to be asked at the time. But guys really didn't have many questions. Like I said, we have full belief in our management and Coach McDermott that they're making the right choice. Like I said, it's always tough to lose a brother in this league, someone who you build a bond with over the years, but it's the nature of this business.
Hey, Tyrod, sorry to be standing behind you here. Just can you get a sense of what the morale of the team is after they found out, and do you feel like that there's any rebuilding of trust that needs to be done?
Definitely tough. Like I said, Sammy's been here. He's been drafted here. So a lot of guys in that locker room have a very good relationship with him. We know what type of talent he is, the type of person that he is. It's no rebuilding of trust. Like I said, we trust our coaches. We trust our management. We don't view it any way, shape, or form. We believe in them, and we believe that they think that this is the right move moving forward. And bringing in Jordan and bringing in Gaines is definitely going
to
help us.
And when you say moving forward, you mean, you know, trying to do everything you can in 2017 to win?
Absolutely.
How difficult then is it knowing that some part of the reason for this trade is to acquire picks for the future, picks in next year's draft?
We can't worry about next year. Got to focus on the next preseason game and getting ready for the season.